Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. Getting rid of your binge urges versus just managing them. I've had somebody ask me about relapsing when it comes to binge eating. Like, what would I recommend if somebody were to relapse back into their binge eating struggles? And I'm going to be super straight up and honest with you and say that when you get rid of your binge urges, you will never binge again. When you do things sustainably and you get rid of your binge urges, you will never binge again. There's no more, I hope I don't binge. There's no more, you know, like fingers crossed, like, you know, nobody's home tonight. Like, I hope I don't give in. There is not a single urge to binge. You don't have the desire to binge anymore. There's a massive difference between managing your binge urges and getting rid of your binge urges. And if you are doing quick fix, you know, tactics like distracting yourself or staying busy or just trying to go to bed early, or if I feel the urge to binge, I'm just going to go for a walk, or I'm going to like just fill up my work calendar so like hopefully I don't binge, that's you managing your binge urges. And what I mean by managing it is you don't actually get rid of your binge urges, right? You're just putting like a Band-Aid on and hoping that you don't give in. So let's say, for example, it's like, let's say it's 8 o'clock in the evening and you're feeling the urge to binge and you're like, okay, I hope I don't give in. I hope I don't give in. I hope I don't give in. You know what? I'm going to try to distract myself, maybe go for a walk. You can maybe get lucky and yeah, maybe you don't binge, but that doesn't prevent future urges from arising. Just because you got lucky and didn't binge tonight, that doesn't mean that tomorrow you're not going to have an urge. How about next week? How about when you're home alone? How about when you're on vacation? How about when you're around trigger foods? You are just managing your binge urges and you just got lucky that one time. And a few years ago, back in 2018, when I used to struggle with binge eating, I did this. So if you are managing your binge urges right now, like don't beat yourself up. I truthfully used to just rely on willpower and motivation. I would try to stay busy. I would, you know, try to go for a walk. I would try to distract myself because I didn't know what else to do other than just distract myself. And you might right now know that you shouldn't be giving into your urges. So maybe you are distracting yourself or staying busy or trying to like just go to bed early. And I mean, it's a lot better to not give in to your binge urges, but what I'm here to tell you is that you are here to sustainably end your binge eating for good. And you don't want to just get lucky and not binge tonight. You want to not binge for the rest of your life. You don't want to not just binge once because you were super busy with work, but then the next time when you didn't have a lot of things to do for work, you binged. Or you don't want to just not binge one time when you're home alone. You want to feel so confident that every single time that you are home alone, you don't even have the urge to binge. And if you do things sustainably and stop these quick fixes that you know are not sustainable, like distracting yourself and staying busy and just drinking water, drinking tea, going to bed early, brushing your teeth, all of those things. If you stop those things and you actually learn how to get rid of your binge urges, then you can literally be home alone. You can be on vacation. You can be around trigger foods and not have the desire to binge. This is what I mean, you guys, about doing things sustainably. You will confidently never binge again when you do things sustainably. And this is the difference between managing your binge urges and getting rid of them. So when people ask, like, you know, what do you recommend to somebody who relapses? And I say, well, they need to actually get rid of their urges. You might, if you have ever done well for, you know, a few days, a few weeks, even a few months. I've had people come to me and they're like, Lorna, like, I haven't binged for like 2 months. Not my clients. I'm just saying other people have come to me and they're like, I haven't binged for 2 months and now I can't stop binging. And I'm like, well, what did you do in the 2 months? And they're like, well, I was trying to, like, you know, not have as much sugar, or I was doing intermittent fasting, or, and I was like, but there's still food rolls and you are just trying to manage your urges. You didn't actually get rid of them, right? There are specific tools and strategies that you need to get rid of your urges. There's a big difference. So if you have gone a period of time of not binging, and maybe you were like, yeah, well, I didn't have chocolate in the house, or I didn't have trigger foods in the house, so I didn't binge. Well, that's great, but and for like there's going to be chocolate again. Like, you're going to be around chocolate again, right? Maybe you have like a very busy season at work. So like maybe you just didn't even have time to binge, right? And that's great, the fact that you didn't binge maybe for a month. But at the same time, you know that work's not always going to be super busy. There's going to be times where work isn't busy and you want to be able to not binge. One of my clients was sharing that she's inside of Conquer. This is my second level program. And she was home alone. So her husband was traveling for work for 2 weeks. She has 2 young kids and she was by herself, which normally would always be a huge trigger to binge. Let me know if you can relate to being home alone and binging, which is so common. And stress was a huge trigger for her to binge. And she was home alone and she was stressed because she was by herself with 2 kids and no help, right? Like, she didn't have her partner with her because the partner was traveling. So she had to like figure everything out with her 2 young kids. She was stressed and she was home alone. And she dropped in our group chat, she's like, I didn't even think about binging. And not only that, it's like, she said, I'm better able to just manage other life situations way better because I'm not so all consumed about food thoughts. And this is what it's all about. So again, if you have gone a period of time where you haven't binged, that's fantastic. However, I know you don't want to just go a month without binging and then reverting back to old habits. I know you don't want to just not binge for 3 months, but then have binges month after month after month. And this is why with my clients, I teach my rewiring process. I help you get rid of your binge urges. This is not about distracting yourself. This is not about trying harder. This is not about more willpower or more motivation. You are such a motivated person. And I always say this, but if ending binge eating was about more motivation, you would be binge free by now. Because I know you have it in you. I know you want nothing more than to stop your binge eating, but ending binge eating is not about trying harder. It's not about more motivation. And so when I recognized this back in 2018, I was like, okay, I can keep like going to these yoga classes and like distracting myself and like hoping I don't binge. I can keep making promises to myself to not binge, or I can like figure out how to like end this for good. And once I learned how to get rid of my urges, you guys, now you see me. I talk about this all the time. I can literally have my chocolate chip pancakes, which were a huge trigger food for me, and have no desire to binge, even when I'm home alone. I say I got back from Japan. I've like been filming so many episodes. I'm like, I just got back from Japan and it's been like 3 weeks. I was in Japan with Andrew and we've had so many delicious foods and not a single urge to binge. When people say like, are you ever afraid you're gonna binge again? Zero. Zero fear, because I don't have any urges. The urge is why you binge. The urge is that uncomfortable sensation that takes over your body. You guys know, like, that uncomfortable feeling in your body, right? I describe it like an itchy mosquito bite that feels like it needs to be scratched. And you know that as soon as that urge comes on, it's like, gosh, damn it. Like, I have to give in. Imagine if you didn't feel that urge anymore. How many of you guys drop a yes in the chat if you're like, I would love to not have that urge anymore? How many of you guys know, like, as soon as that urge comes on, it's like, oh, shit. Oh, damn it. I am going to give in. For me, my urges felt so strong. They felt so controlling. They felt so incredibly controlling. And I was just like, if I didn't have this uncomfortable sensation, like, I wouldn't binge, because it's like the urge is what precedes the binge. So if you don't have that uncomfortable urge, you would not be in your pantry consuming thousands of calories. You would not finish dinner and then go back into your pantry looking for more food if you didn't have the urge. What helps me is thinking about my future self. That's beautiful. Absolutely. And I think that's a really good point, because when you're in the moment of this urge is so uncomfortable right now, and you think about how you're feeling in this moment, it's like, I have to give in. I'm so uncomfortable. But then long term, you're experiencing the discomfort. And if you really think about how you want to, you know, your future self and what it is that you actually want for yourself, it's like, okay, I'm going to sit in this little bit of discomfort because I know what my future self wants. Like, I know that I want so much more for my life. And even for myself, a huge reason why I decided to heal my relationship with food is because I thought about one day, like, potentially having children. And even when it comes to, like, my relationship, like, I've always had an incredible relationship. But, you know, there's definitely times in the past where I used to be snappy and I used to be irritable. And I'm like, I don't want to be this way around my loved ones, you know, like, especially around, like, my mom. Like, I used to be so irritable around her. And I remember, like, you know, in the moment, I was, like, so snappy. And then after, I would reflect and be like, my mom doesn't deserve this. Just because I'm struggling with my relationship with food and I'm feeling out of control with food and I'm mad at myself for giving into an urge doesn't make it right for me to be snappy around my loved ones. And, like, that, like, did it for me. I was like, I can't continue this anymore. You know, like, I cannot continue this anymore. Like, I don't want to be snappy around my loved ones, but also, like, thinking about bringing a child into this, you know, life one day, I'm like, I don't want to be the mom that is counting her calories and calling herself fat and looking herself in the mirror and saying, oh, like, oh, look at your arms, or like, no, like, no way, no way. And that's a huge reason of why I healed my relationship with food in 2019. Somebody said, I binge when I'm bored. Yeah. That's also very common as well too, right? And it's like, there's so many different reasons that people binge, right? But again, it's like, you know, I still get bored to this day. I still get bored to this day. But the reason why I can feel bored and not binge is because I don't feel this compulsion. I don't have the urge to binge. So in 2018, I would be bored and I would binge because I would have this urge. And now it's like, I'm bored sometimes. I'm like, what should I do? You know? And I don't binge because I don't have any urge. I don't have any urges. And this is why I always talk about getting rid of your urges, you guys. It is so important if you sustainably want to end your binge eating. It's no more like, I hope I don't do it. It's no more like, I'm going to promise myself I'm not going to binge. You don't have the desire to binge. How many of you guys want that? You're like, I don't even want to have the desire to binge. Like, that would be amazing if I didn't have these urges. This is what sustainably ending your binge eating for good. If you are just using quick fix solutions of keeping trigger foods out of the house, if you are like, I'm just going to dismiss every craving, if I'm just going to, you know, try to stay busy or distract myself, I'm just going to try to go to bed early, you're going to have binge-free days followed by intense binges. good days followed by self-sabotage. Why? Because the urges are still there. And if you've ever said, like, I can't have XYZ food in the house, I can't have chocolate in the house, I can't have Oreos in the house, whatever it is, because as soon as I have it, as soon as I get a bite of something sweet, then it just spirals me into a binge. And that's not because you're broken. It's not because you're addicted to those foods. It's literally because you're feeling this compulsion. You haven't built up self-trust yet, right? There's still these urges that makes you feel impulsive. But you will get to a point where you can have one or two cookies and move on with your day when you're no longer impulsive, when you've gotten rid of your urges. It just never feels like enough. For me, food is the most pleasurable thing in the world. And when it's gone, there's almost always the feeling of, I wish there was more. And this is extremely common. And thank you for sharing that. And this is why I always, 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 always talk about adding more joy and pleasure into your life. And actually, inside of the Root and Rewire membership, we're actually doing a 30-day challenge where every single day people are sharing what brings them joy, what brings them pleasure. Because the more joy you can experience in your life, the less binges you're going to have. And the thing is, there's so many different ways that people block pleasure subconsciously. So for example, when you are, let's say you're feeling bloated, right? And you're like, oh, I don't want to be intimate with my partner because like I feel so gross. I feel so bloated. You not being intimate with your partner is one way, just as an example, of blocking pleasure. And pleasure is a basic human need. So if you don't get pleasure in a healthy way, or even, you know, your friends ask you to hang out and you're like, oh no, like, I don't want to go. Maybe again, you're self-conscious about the way that you look. So then you don't go to the social event. You don't hang out with your friends. You're not intimate with your partner. Lack of pleasure, lack of pleasure, lack of pleasure, lack of pleasure. And because pleasure is a basic human need, then what ends up happening is your brain's like, I need pleasure. I need it. It's a basic human need. So if you're not getting it through other ways that are self-serving, food, you know, is always going to be there for you. Food's always going to make you feel good. You get that dopamine hit. It's little, you can always rely on it. It's always there for you. It's always, always, always there for you. And this is why adding pleasure, adding joy is so important. And it's not just like go to the social event, but it's like go to the social event because you're going to experience more pleasure in your life. You know, allow yourself to be intimate, even though you feel bloated. Like more pleasure, more pleasure. How do you get rid of urges? Well, the number one, so understanding that urges are created through repeatedly giving into them. So you feel the urge to binge and you give in. And every single time you give in, the urges become stronger and stronger and stronger. So if you want to like weaken those urges, you need to practice not giving into them. And three different ways that you can practice not giving into them. There's a pinned post on my Instagram profile. Three things that you can do when you feel the urge to binge is using breath work, using movement, like shaking your body. Cold therapy is also splashing cold water on your face, hopping in a cold shower creates a state change in your body that will help you become less impulsive and therefore not give in to your binge urges. But also different ways of getting rid of your urges is honoring your cravings. If you don't honor your cravings are going to intensify and they're going to turn into urges. Making sure you have satisfying meals. Because when you have satisfying meals, you can move on with your day. If you don't have satisfying meals, hey, Leisha, if you don't have satisfying meals, you can finish dinner. And then next thing you know, you're back in the pantry looking for, you know, more cookies because you're not satisfied, right? So all of those different things are different ways of, you know, getting rid of your urges, helping you not give in to your binge urges, and that will help you reprogram your brain out of these habitual cycles. So you can feel, you deserve to feel so confident that you will never binge again. And you will get to a point where you feel so confident that you will never binge again when you get rid of your urges. Because again, you can be home alone, you can be around chocolate, you can be on vacation, and literally you're not even thinking about binging. Like your life is so filled with pleasure. You're just living such an incredible life that food is like the last thing on your mind. And you might be like, no, that's crazy. But you guys, if I got to a point where in 2018, all I thought about was food, I felt so out of control. I had crazy trigger foods. I thought like I would never stop my binge eating. Like I thought like maybe other people can stop their binge eating, but like I feel so out of control. And here I am telling you guys, you can 100% make peace with trigger foods. You can regain your control back. You can completely end your binge eating for good. Not just for a week, not just for a month, not just for a few months, but sustainably by rewiring your brain and getting rid of your urges. This is the work that I do with my clients. And if you're somebody that is like, yeah, like I don't want to just not binge for a month. Like I don't want any more urges. I don't want to just distract myself or, you know, feel like I need to just rely on motivation. Like, you know that those things are just quick fix solutions. And if you're ready for a sustainable way to stop your binge eating, I can absolutely support you with that. So wanted to pop on and share this with you guys and just give you so much hope and excitement that you don't have to settle for less binges. You don't have to settle for, oh, well, I'm not binging every day, but I'm binging only one time per week. You don't have to settle for that. You can get to a place where you can't even remember the last time you binged. I've been sharing a lot of testimonials of clients and even, you know, Nora came on the podcast and so many of my clients are like, I can't even remember the last time I binged. And this can be your reality as well too, because we don't do quick fixes. I don't tell my clients, just keep trigger foods out of the house. I don't tell my clients, well, just try harder and like, just don't do it. There's a better solution. There's a better solution. And everything that I talked about are things that you guys can start implementing. You deserve freedom sustainably for the rest of your life. And I love you guys. So have an amazing rest of your day. And I'll see you guys soon. Thanks for hopping on. Bye.